Indonesia's parliament has passed controversial revisions to its military law, granting the armed forces broader authority to hold civilian positions. The move has drawn sharp criticism from civil society groups, who fear a return to military dominance in government, reminiscent of the New Order era under former President Suharto. The new law, approved on Thursday, allows military officers to assume civilian posts in a range of governmental bodies, including the Attorney General's Office, the State Secretariat, and counterterrorism agencies. Critics argue that the changes could roll back decades of progress in civilian rule and pave the way for military overreach. Activists have warned that this shift signals a return to the days of military dominance, when the armed forces had significant influence over nearly all aspects of Indonesian governance. Under the Suharto regime, which lasted from 1967 to 1998, the military was deeply embedded in government functions, often bypassing civilian oversight. The bill was passed in a plenary session led by Speaker Puan Maharani, who described the revisions as being in line with democratic principles and human rights. Despite this, rights groups such as Human Rights Watch have raised alarms about the potential for human rights violations, abuses of power, and impunity in light of the expanded military involvement. President Prabowo Subianto, a former Special Forces general and son-in-law of Suharto, has defended the law. He stated that the law was necessary to address both domestic and global military challenges. Defense Minister Shefri Stjamsoeden echoed these sentiments, arguing that the evolving geopolitical landscape and the need for modern military technology necessitate a stronger role for the military. Before the law was enacted, military personnel could only hold posts in the defense ministry or intelligence agencies. However, under the new law, officers are now eligible to serve in a wider range of civilian roles, which could include positions in the Attorney General's office, narcotics agencies, and the State Secretariat. Additionally, the law raises the retirement age for military officers. While some argue that these changes are necessary for national security, others view them as a disturbing step toward militarizing civilian affairs. Political analyst Kennedy Muslim pointed out that the law could undermine public trust in the military, despite high levels of support for the armed forces in public opinion surveys. The bill's swift passage, just 2 months after it was first proposed by President Prabowo, has raised concerns among critics about the lack of transparency in the legislative process.